Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When we think of hoaxes in the business industry, we often think about Enron. We think about Bernie Madoff. We think about Lehman Brothers. But in the ERP software industry, there's a big hoax happening right before our eyes. In fact, it's the biggest hoax that we've seen of the century so far. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO and founder of Third Stage Consulting. And let me just back up for a second and talk about a recent article that we published, which you can link below. Click on the link below. You'll be able to find this article, which goes over the top 10 hoaxes that are happening in the ERP space. Number one on that list was cloud ERP. Now, bear with me. That'll shock a lot of you. A lot of you will disagree with me, but just bear with me for a second. I don't want to suggest that cloud is a bad thing or that cloud is necessarily not the right answer for a lot of organizations out there. But when we talk about hoaxes and economically driven decisions that are being forced by those that have the most benefit from it, I view cloud ERP as a big hoax. And in particular, when I'm talking about cloud ERP, I'm in particular talking about SaaS or software as a service ERP, not so much private cloud types of ERP deployments, but software as a service, which is the subscription-based model, multi-tenant, where everyone using that product for the most part is using the same version of that software for better or for worse. Now, there's a lot of good cloud and SaaS systems out there. There's companies like NetSuite, Plex, Salesforce, Workday, companies that have been doing cloud ERP systems for quite some time. In fact, for much longer than cloud has been considered a thing or considered cool. But there's too many companies right now rushing to the cloud and prematurely forcing the industry to the cloud when their products are not ready for prime time. And there's no clear return on investment necessarily for all these products out there and for all their customers. So the argument that I'd make here is that cloud ERP is good for investors. Investors love cloud. They love multi-tenant SaaS because it's lower overhead. It's fixed R&D costs that can be scaled across more paying customers. It's recurring revenue. It's high margin stuff. So investors love the cloud. Because investors love the cloud, the vendors love the cloud, and they're going to push it and develop the software accordingly because that's going to lead them to more money. Because the vendors love the cloud, the system integrators, the implementation partners love it too because that's more business for them. Anytime you can force a customer to upgrade to the cloud, that's just more consulting dollars for those implementation partners. Industry analysts love the cloud because they're being paid by the software vendors to commission these reports that talk about the cloud and how great it is. Even the media is buying into this whole concept of the cloud because many of their advertisers and supporters are the big software vendors that are supporting the cloud. So we look at the entire ecosystem and we can see that in some ways it's rigged to support the cloud. Whether or not it's the right answer for you and your organization is a whole different story. But the fact that the investors, the vendors, the implementers, the whole ecosystem loves the cloud, and therefore they are pulling off what I consider a very big and brilliant, masterfully created hoax for the ERP software industry. Now, there's five main problems that I see with this entire movement and this entire bias toward the cloud. First is that there is no silver bullet in digital transformation or ERP implementation, and cloud is being positioned as a silver bullet. It's a way to reduce costs. It's a way to introduce best practices. It's a way to ensure that you don't have to focus on building an IT organization. Those things may be true, but there's also downside risks that don't get mentioned. There's things that need to be considered along the way, and that's part of what we'll talk about here in this video. So if we look back 20 years ago or so, there was a whole movement called ASP back when I was early in my career, and it was similar to the cloud today. It was basically software that was hosted in the cloud, and that was supposed to be the next big thing. Never really quite caught on, but here we are with version 2.0, and this one is catching on. There was also business process outsourcing, which was a big thing back in the early 2000s, kind of died off and fizzled out over time. Reason I bring up these two relics from the past, things that are somewhat obsolete, is because there's always big buzzwords and big flavors of the month that come and go. And I feel like cloud could be one of them. I'm not convinced that 100% of organizations out there will someday be on a cloud platform. I'm just not convinced that it's the right answer for everyone. And part of the reason for that is because ERP can't be everything to everyone. And so part of this whole idea of my first point about there being no silver bullet, ERP simply cannot be everything to everyone. And so while there's targeted companies out there, like I mentioned before, NetSuite, Plex Systems in the manufacturing space, Salesforce in the CRM space, Workday and HCM, you've got these little narrow niches and areas of focus where SaaS and cloud does and can make sense because it's narrow and focused. When you talk about big ERP that's trying to be everything to everyone across industries, across functions, across geographies, the way technology is today, it simply can't be everything to everyone. And so it can't provide that silver bullet that is being promised at the moment. And the second point is that I mentioned that cloud and SaaS can be good for a lot of organizations, definitely good for the investors and the software vendors and their implementation partners, but it's not good for everyone. Big companies, for example, companies that have spent decades building out their IT infrastructures aren't just going to overnight shut down those IT infrastructures and move to the cloud. There's companies out there that still have concerns about where their data is hosted. Sometimes it's for regulatory reasons because their government in whatever country they're operating in doesn't allow that data to reside outside certain countries. So there's big concerns and complexities that need to be considered as we're looking at cloud solutions. And the way cloud is today, it may not be the right answer for you or in your organization. It may not be right for everyone.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Third reason why I consider cloud a hoax as it is today is, and this is probably the biggest one, is because the products that are being rolled out are largely half-baked. A lot of these companies and these vendors are prematurely rolling out products that are not ready for prime time. The functionality is not there. There's gaps in the functionality. There's, in some cases, a 2 to 3 year roadmap to provide functionality that is just basic functionality that was already in their legacy on-premise solutions. But the vendors, for the reasons I mentioned before, are forcing customers over to the cloud and to SaaS solutions because it makes them more money. So that is a big problem that I see, is that these products are half-baked. They're not complete. They're not ready for production. Other than the ones that have been on the cloud architecture for quite some time, but the newer products like S/4HANA, D365, Oracle Cloud ERP, the maturity levels of those products compared to the on-prem equivalents of their legacy products are not there. There's a big gap there. Now, the fourth thing that I'll mention here is that this movement to the cloud, and let's assume that a lot of companies are going to move to the cloud. A lot of them already are, even more will be in the next 1, 2, 3, or 5 years. And what that's going to do is going to create a number of crises. One is a crisis in change management, because with cloud, you have less flexibility, especially if you're on multi-tenant SaaS cloud. That creates a pressure on you to change your organization in ways that you may or may not be ready to. So there's a crisis in change management. There's a crisis in the long-term cost of cloud. Companies have yet to feel the pain of that long-term higher subscription fee. And when that happens, I wonder how far back the pendulum will swing back to on-prem or some other sort of alternative that doesn't involve those higher annual recurring costs that go along with cloud. And another component of the series of crises that come out of cloud solutions is the level of fit that the cloud solutions don't have in many cases in certain functional areas and certain industries, that's going to create problems that companies won't recognize until they're in the middle of implementation in many cases. I'll give you an example. We're working with a lot of companies right now that are on a legacy version of SAP. So they're using either ECC or R3. And because SAP has imposed a mandate that their customers migrate to S/4HANA by 2025, many of these organizations and these customers are taking as a foregone conclusion that they are going to migrate to S/4HANA in the cloud in many cases. And what's happening is they aren't doing their due diligence behind how well S4 does or doesn't fit with their needs for the future. And they're getting in the middle of implementation and realizing that they've got real problems and real gaps that can't be addressed with the cloud solution. So it's important to do the due diligence to make sure that you address some of these crises around change management. You understand what the long-term costs are going to be, and you make sure you understand what the fit gap is between the product you're implementing and what your functional needs are. And then the fifth thing that I'll highlight here, the fifth reason why cloud ERP is number one on our list of top hoaxes in the ERP software industry, is that it reinforces another hoax that I could make a pretty strong argument for should actually be the number one hoax, but it came in at number two, is the whole concept of best practices. Industry best practices within software solutions do not exist. They're being sold and marketed as such. It's extremely effective sales and marketing messaging. People want to hear that, and people use that terminology pretty loosely around best practices, but best practices do not exist. When software vendors nowadays have half-baked products that aren't even completed yet that they're developing on the fly, they can't at the same time say they have best practices when they're still trying to figure out how their software is going to work. Even in cases where the software is fully functional and it's not half-baked, it simply means that the software works a certain way. It doesn't mean that that's best practice, doesn't mean that it's best for the industry, doesn't mean that it's best for you. So in my opinion, the only best practices that exist are the best practices that relate to you, maybe your industry in general, but certainly not best practice across all functions and all geographies. So cloud even more so fuels this misperception that there is such a thing as best practices, because what they say is they try to cover up the inflexibility or the relative inflexibility of cloud products by saying you don't need to change the cloud product because that is best practice. That's what a bunch of software developers determined would be the way for that software to work, but it's not best practice. So that's the fifth reason why cloud ERP is such a big hoax. So what do we do about it? Do we say we're not going to go with cloud? Do we just blindly go into a cloud implementation because that's what we have to do? The answer that I would give is that you want to define your digital strategy that makes the most sense for you. If it involves cloud, great. Make sure you understand what the blind spots are, what the risks are, and what you're going to do to mitigate those risks. If cloud is not the right solution for you right now, don't get sucked into it. If SAP is telling you you have to switch by 2025, or if Oracle comes out with a deadline as they tried to in the past with other legacy products, you're the customer, your company is what decides what your timeline is and what your roadmap is. So I wouldn't feel too much pressure from the vendors to make that switch, or too much pressure from the system integrators. And I certainly wouldn't take the bait of assuming that one core ERP system is going to handle all of your needs. Chances are, if you deploy one of these cloud solutions, whether it's S/4HANA, D365, Oracle Cloud, you're going to have deficiencies and gaps that you need to fill and plug the holes with. That may or may not be solutions from those same vendors. It may require more of a best of breed approach. So have a clear vision for what it is you want to accomplish with your overall digital transformation and ERP deployment, and that will guide you, and that should drive the path forward that makes the most sense for you. So again, if you want to read more about these hoaxes and what you can do to mitigate them, I've included a link below that explains it in an article, and also a video where I whiteboard the top 10 hoaxes and explain why you should be watching out for those and how to mitigate those. So I hope you found this content helpful. If you did, I encourage you to please subscribe to the channel, like this video, and share it with colleagues as you see fit. Hope you have a great day and look forward to chatting with you soon. Take care.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.